And here's the serve. Fielded by Bolden. There's the set by Imhoff. Left side, Wanless gets it over. No, Bulldogs call for a double hit. 5-1, Weston leads by four here in the third. Libby Brandt will serve. Libby with a run up. There's the serve. Maxwell cuts it off. Near side, can't get it over. And that'll make it a 6-1 Weston lead. I believe this match is their biggest lead in the match, and Ithaca will take a timeout. 6-1 Weston in the third. High school volleyball tonight from WRCO Sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. A family business serving the area since 1978, Heartland Christmas Trees is proud to provide handmade wreaths, garlands, and decorations along with free shaking and netting of every tree. Watch for Heartland Christmas Trees retail outlets to open during the next holiday season and plan to bring home the tradition of a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Underway with a volley after a timeout. 6-1, Weston in the lead. J.C. Maxwell punches it over, and the Bulldogs get it in. 6-2, Maxwell with the kill, and the Bulldogs will get a side out. Haley McGlynn returns to the back row for Weston, and in for the Bulldogs is Autumn McBain in the front row, and Brooklyn Dickey will serve. 6-2, Weston. There's the serve. Fielded by Smith. There's a set. Left side shot over and down for Lexi Rockweiler. That makes it 7-2. Lexi gets the kill. Sophomore gives Weston the serve back. They lead by 5 again. Faith Stanichka will check in to do the serving. Faith headed to the back row. Gets a couple of dribbles, and there's the serve. Far side, Bolden lets it go. That was close, but just out of bounds. That'll make it 7-3, the score. Ithaca leads the match 2-0. Serving for Ithaca will be number 15, Brinley Wanless. Brinley with a step up. There is the serve. Fielded by Weston, kept alive now by Newman. Back row, driving it over is McGlynn. This one free ball by the Bulldogs, and Weston blocks it down. Kalise Siebenhaller, and the Eagles lead by a score of 8-3. Lexi Rockweiler will serve. After getting the whistle, steps up, line drive, no, net serve, and it makes it 8-4. Weston by 4 points, Ithaca will serve. J.C. Maxwell will do the honors. Alyssa Olson back in the front row as the Bulldogs rotate around. Aspen Young goes out. J.C. Maxwell will serve, and this one free balled by Weston. Down it goes. Last time Maxwell had a big run at serve. This time Weston puts it right back to Ithaca, not expecting it. Big hit by Rockweiler, and that'll make it 9-4, Weston by 5 once again. Here comes the serve. Bulldogs field it. Maxwell cuts it off. There's the pass by Imhoff. Olson pops it over. Back row fielded by Bauer. Near side shot by Newman. Played by Wanless, passed by Imhoff. Olson takes a shot into the net. 10-4, Weston. And they'll keep on keeping on. Valerie Bauer will serve. Bauer from the back row. There's the step up. Line drive right down the middle. Wanless with the play. There's a set by Imhoff. Shot blocked by Weston. Down it goes. Right up and on it, Shelby Newman. And that makes it 11-4. Eagles. Weston will serve again. Here comes the walk-up and the line drive serve. Cut off by Maxwell. Imhoff to Olson and over the top. Fielded by Weston. Smith right side centered and now punched over by Siebenhaller. Bolden back row. Here's Imhoff in the middle and knocked over. Down it goes for the Bulldogs. Autumn McBain makes it 11-5. McBain with a big kill. Jaden Boland will serve, and Brooklyn Dickey is in the front left for for Ithaca. Weston leading 11-5 in the third. There's the serve. It's fielded by Weston. Smith back to Bauer, and now punched over by McGlynn. Here's the set. Aubrey Imhoff gets it over on hit number two. Weston tries again from the left side. Newman, ball is tipped. Maxwell, there is Imhoff, and then Dickey traps it over. Going to be free ball back by Weston. Maxwell, Imhoff, and now Brindley Wanless knuckleballs it over and got it down. Nice hit. 11-6. Brindley Wanless gets the kill for Ithaca. Platteville has defeated Prairie du Chien in three tonight. River Valley up on Dodgeville, 2-0 in volleyball. And Jaden Bowen just served an ace. 11-7. Jaden Bowen gets her second ace of the night. And she will serve again. Gets the whistle from the official. And there is the serve. Pops it over. Weston fields it. Ball at the net. Blocked down by Dickey. Pushed back now by McGlynn. Bulldogs try again in the middle. Dickey drives it back row out of bounds. 12-7. Weston. Silver Eagles will serve. Kalise Siebenhaller will take the serve. Steps up, and there it is. Far side net serve for Weston. It goes right back to Ithaca. 12-8 the score. Must be a big match. Jeff Even is here. Either that or he drove the Kaz Reds bus down here. I'm not sure. Bulldogs will serve. Kennedy Salisbury will take the serve. That one is going to drop in for an ace. It looked like it was going to be long, and then it knuckleballed right down to the line, and it's 12-9. So nice serve by Kennedy Salisbury for her first ace. Her next serve is going to be pushed to the left side. Lochweiler feeds it over. It's going to be played now near side. Dickey back to Wanless. Brindley gets it over. Fielded by Weston. Bauer on the right side. Taking a shot is Newman. Back row Bulldogs. Maxwell. Bowen. J.C. Maxwell gets it over. They're going to call a double hit. Point for Weston. That makes it 13-9 here in the third. Back in for Ithaca will be Aubrey Imhoff. And Shelby Newman will serve. After the whistle, Shelby steps up. Serves on the right side. Bowen makes the play. Imhoff back to the middle. Dickey drives it into the net. 14-9. Weston continuing to lead. They have led from the get-go in this third set. Ithaca won the first two, 25-21 and 25-11. Weston 14-9 in the third. There's a serve by Newman. That one is out of bounds. Just missed the line. That makes it 14-10. Weston by four. Aspen Young checks in for the Bulldogs. Alyssa Olson is out. And now Aspen will serve. Starts in the back row with a run-up. There's a line drive back row fielded by Weston. Hit number two. They can't get a lot on it, and it's going to drop down, and the Bulldogs are within three at 14-11. Serving will be Young. Aspen's serve, and it's going to be an ace on the near side. Weston misjudged. That'll make it 14-12. The Bulldogs coming all the way back here tonight, and they're going to take a timeout. Maggie Lansinger, their coach, takes a timeout. Weston 14, Ithaca 12 in the third here in high school volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Emily, Ella, Erica, or Tina will be more than happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Attention Richland County and surrounding residents, if your well is giving you trouble or your pump needs a pump up, don't be a drip. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488. They're the best in the biz and will have you flowing in no time. With a name like Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, you know they're not just a one pump chump. So call them today at 608-649-4488 and get your water woes washed away. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they'll leave you well pleased.
14-12 in favor of the Silver Eagles. Timeout for the antenna to be adjusted. The antenna on the near side, making sure they can get WRCO real well, I believe. That's what they do. All right, here we go. Ithaca will serve. Aspen Young, the Bulldogs trailing by two. This one fielded on the near side by Valerie Bauer. Quick set. Rockweiler drives it through and got it down. 15-12. An excellent play by Lexi Rockweiler. Weston will rotate around. Libby Brandt is in to serve. Silver Eagles by three here in the third. Bulldogs in serve-receive mode. And here is Brandt with the approach. That one to Maxwell on the far left. Now Bolin and over the top by Wanless. Here comes the set in the middle and now driving it back row. Good hit by Smith. Pass to the left side for Maxwell. Drives it down the line. They're going to get it down, but I believe Weston was caught. Whoa! I thought they called. Okay, that's probably the right call. They're going to call Ithaca for a double hit. Initially, they signaled it on Weston, but maybe prior to the net violation, Ithaca with a double hit. And that means the Eagles will lead by four at 16-12. Here comes Libby Brandt with the serve, fielded by Maxwell. She gets it right back. Tough one, and she can't. That pass by Wanless was low, and that makes it 17-12. Weston has again opened up a five-point lead. Libby Brandt will serve. Right down the middle, Bolin with a pass. Near side, Imhoff sets up Maxwell. She'll take it down the line. Nice play by Newman. Keeps it going. Gets it right back from the back row. Slaps it left side. Played by Imhoff. Now Wanless to Maxwell on the far side. JC drives it over. And in. 17-13. The score. Weston by four. Haley McGlynn is back in the back row. And Brooklyn Dickey will serve for the Bulldogs. Here's the approach. Line drives it in the middle, fielded by Newman. Smith back to the middle, driving it over. Nice play. Free balled by the Bulldogs. Kept live, and now Aubrey Imhoff got it over on a super play. Weston tries again. They'll dump it in. Valerie Bauer and the Eagles just kept chipping away. That makes it 18-13. Bauer gets the kill, and Faith Stanichka will serve. Ithaca in serve-receive mode. Weston leading again by five. Stanichka's serve, fielded by Young. Now the pass by Wanless, punched over that time by McBain. Weston tries it from the left side. Shot by Rockweiler. Down it goes. Weston leads by six, 19-13. Let's see, Rockweiler gets her fourth kill of the set, and Ithaca uses another timeout. 19-13, Weston in the third on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been your trusted partner for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf and cattle housing, garages, and homes. From farm and commercial buildings to residential projects, the Templin crew delivers top-quality pole buildings, siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right. Get it done local. Call 585-3101 today for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, building excellence one project at a time.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
19-13, Weston. Here's the serve by Stanichka. Cut off by Wanless. Pass to the right side. Punched over by McBain. Weston tries again for the right side. Taking a shot. Got it through the wall. And down it goes. Who does it? Bolin somehow got it over. Nice hit after Rockweiler's kill attempt. And now Weston hits it into the net. That was a good volley. Won by the Bulldogs. 19-14. It looked like it was down for Rockweiler. And the Bulldogs pinballed it around a little bit. And Jaden Bolin got it over on hit number three. Weston by five down the stretch in the third. Here's the run-up and the serve by Brindley Wanless. Fielded by Weston. There's the set. Tapped over that time by Rockweiler. Fielded again by the Bulldogs. Maxwell punches it over. Weston takes it left side. Fielded here by Wanless. Punched over by Imhoff. Back row Newman. Here's the set on the right side. Rockweiler takes it over. Wanless. Imhoff back to center it. Shot over the top that time and a hit by Autumn McBain. Back to Newman in the back row, drives it over. Aspen Young free balls it to the net. Weston blocks it down. Therese Sienhauser with the nice hit. That makes it a six-point lead for Weston, 20-14. And now serving again will be number 22, Lexi Rockweiler. Weston by six. Bolin with a pass. Bulldogs play it off the net and get it over. Back in the middle, punched up and out of bounds on the hit by Siebenhaller that time. And it is 20-15. Side out Ithaca. Going in to serve will be J.C. Maxwell. Again, they're going to get a piece of Velcro on that antenna. Make sure it's the proper height, and here we go. Maxwell with a serve for Ithaca. Fielded by Weston, passed by Bauer, back to the middle, and Siebenhaller shot into the net, and the Bulldogs are within 4 points. 20-16 in the third. Ithaca winning the first two. Weston trying to win and force a fourth. Here's the serve, net serve. Weston gets it right back. 21-16. Eagles up by five in this one. And now serving, number 18, Valerie Bauer. Bauer with a serve right down the middle, fielded by Wanless. Set to Olsen, drives it over. Now nice dig by Smith. Gets it back, shot by Bauer, back row. Malplayed by Ithaca, they'll get it over. Saved by Newman, gets it right back from Bauer, drives it down the line. Got it in, tipped by the Bulldogs, and that'll make it 22-16. Weston leading by six, threatening to force a fourth set tonight. Here comes the walk-up and the line drive serve, cut off by Maxwell. Set to left side, Olsen rainbows it over, and down it goes. 22-17, Alyssa Olsen gets the kill for the Bulldogs, and Jaden Boland will put it in play. Coming in is Brooklyn Dickey for the Bulldogs in the front left. And Boland with the serve. Fielded by Weston, here's Bauer. Setting it up, taking the shot over the top is McGlynn. Fielded by the Bulldogs. Bolin for the back row gets it over. Here's the set. Ball up on the net. Blocked down by Dickey. Weston and Ithaca jump in there. And all of a sudden, Dickey getting over and getting down. Maggie Lansinger asking about that call, whether it was a net violation or not. No is the call. And Jaden Bolin will serve for the Bulldogs. Weston pops it to the middle for the back row. Newman takes a shot. Bolin back row, pops it up. Pass to the right side, and now Dickey gets it over on hit number three. Fielded by the Eagles. Bauer, right side. Newman takes a shot. Got it in. 23-18, Weston. Shelby Newman gets the kill. She has had three of them here in this set. Weston within two of going out here. In the third, serving will be Kalise Siebenhaller. Kalise with the serve. Back row, Maxwell right on the line. Back it goes to Imhoff. And now Dickey gets it over. Fielded by Weston. They'll try again from the middle, and they'll bump it over on the hit by Smith. Bulldogs try again in the middle. Dickey tries to get it over. Fielded there by McGlynn. Passed by Newman from the back row. Shot into the net by Bauer, and the Bulldogs stay alive. 23-19. Ithaca rotating around. Kennedy Salisbury will be in to do the serving. Serve-receive mode for Weston, leading 23-19. Salisbury with a serve, drops in for an ace. 23-20. Kennedy Salisbury gets the ace for the Bulldogs. That is their third of this set. Kennedy will serve again. Gets the whistle. Steps up, and it's a net serve. Game point for Weston, 24-20. Now the Bulldogs switching around a little bit. Weston will serve, looking to force this to a fourth tonight. They'll roll the ball back to Shelby Newman. Shelby steps up, and here is the serve, fielded by Maxwell. Pops it up, Imhoff, back to the near side, Olsen, punches it over, and Weston struggles. That's going to be hit number two, or a lift is called, actually. Don't see the lift called as much this year. They've changed the rules somewhat. 24-21 now, three-point set in the third, and Aspen Young will serve. Weston still has game point. Young with a run-up, and there's the dump serve. Fielded near side by McGlynn. Pass to the right side. Taking it over there is Rockweiler. Bulldogs set it. Maxwell on the left side. Softly taps it in. Diving big Weston. They'll get it over on the hit by Smith. Here's Imhoff. Wanless and then Maxwell down the line. Fielded by Newman. Weston left side. There's Rockweiler for the win. Drives it out of bounds. 24-22. Weston by two. And the Bulldogs will serve again. Aspen Young and the Bulldogs trying to come from all the way back in his third set. There's a line drive serve on the far side, fielded by Smith. Pass to the right side, taking a shot out of bounds by Rockweiler, but it was tipped by the Bulldogs, and this one belongs to Weston. They win to force a fourth tonight, 25-22, as Weston comes back strong. Rockweiler leading at the net on the game point win, and it is 2-1 Ithaca going to the fourth in Ridge and Valley Conference Volleyball. We'll be right back with more from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Did you know that exercise and nutrition can play a role in controlling your Alzheimer's risk? September is World Alzheimer's Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to learn more about ways you can reduce your chances of developing Alzheimer's disease. For more information on Alzheimer's risk and symptoms, schedule time with your primary care provider or the Richland Hospital and Clinics Geriatric Assessment Clinic. No referral needed.
Did you know All-American Do-It Center sells used rental equipment? That's right. They have rental tools and equipment of all sizes that you can buy used, saving you money. They have skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air, and power tools, and so much more. Visit the website to see items currently for sale. Don't forget that you can save 20% off rentals every Tuesday at All-American Do-It Center Rental Department in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All-American.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair at Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arneson's.
A net serve by Weston. We're underway in the fourth. 1-0. Bulldogs will serve. Here comes the serve by Imhoff of the Bulldogs, and Weston can't play it. It's going to drop down. That's an ace. 2-0. Aubrey Imhoff gets the ace. Weston led in that win by Lexi Rockweiler's 4 kills. Shelby Newman had 3 as well. Here comes the next Ithaca serve. Weston plays it back row by Bauer. Newman passes right side. Rockweiler gets it over. Back row, Bulldogs. Jaden Boland. Imhoff sets it up. Olsen takes a shot. Back row, good dig by Siebenhaller. Back to the left side. Rockweiler takes a shot and out of bounds. 3-0. Bulldogs off to the lead. Ithaca has won 25-21, 25-11. Weston won the third, 25-22. Ithaca leads 3-0 in the fourth. And there's a let serve. Oh, there ought to be a rule. That one dropped. Just barely walked over the net, but it goes as an ace. 4-0. Bulldogs in the lead. I used to do that in ping pong all the time, make Brian Elvin really mad. There's the serve. Near side, Weston. Shot into the net by Rockweiler, and all of a sudden the Bulldogs take a 5-0 jump in this fourth, and now a timeout by Weston. Fast start by Ithaca in the fourth. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Radio Sports.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Will serve after the timeout, leading 5-0. Here's a serve popped up by Weston. They'll work it in the middle and now driving it over and getting it down on the hit. That was Valerie Bauer, and Weston is on the board. 5-1 here in the fourth. Into the lineup for Weston is Libby Brandt. Libby has played well tonight. A freshman coming in, has played a couple of different spots. Serving now, drives it in the back row. Dug there by Wanless. Imhoff sets it up for Olsen. Alyssa's shot blocked by Weston. Oh, they got it over, and a hit by Ava Smith. Did it land inbounds? The officials say yes. Ava got it just inbounds. That'll make it 5-2. Here's the serve by Brandt, yielded by Maxwell. Pass to the left side, now punch down the line and in on that left-handed hit by Brindley Wanless. And that makes it 6-2, Ithaca by 4. Here in the fourth, into the contest is Haley McGlynn, and Ithaca will serve up by 4, leading 2-1 in the match. We're in the fourth tonight. If you're just joining us, River Valley has defeated Dodgeville 3-0. There's the serve, fielded near side by Weston, driving it over, and down it goes for Valerie Bauer. That makes it 6-3. Weston has certainly got its offense working a little bit better here in the last two sets. Faith Stanichka is in to serve. Faith with the whistle. And there's the serve. This one a low one. Diving dig there. Nice job by Young. Back it goes to Maxwell. Right side takes it over. Newman with a dig for Weston. Right side. Rockweiler drives it out of bounds. Bulldogs lead it by a score of 7-3 in the fourth. Ava Smith returns to the back row for Weston. Kaylee Manning is in the front row for Ithaca. And serving will be Brooklyn Dickey for the Bulldogs. Ithaca leading by 4. There's the serve. Fielded now by Weston. Pass to the right side. Punched over by Rockweiler. Set to the left side. Here's a shot by Maxwell. Tipped by Weston. Newman in the back row. Back to Bauer. Left side. Rockweiler takes the angle. Fielded there by Dickey. The ball hits the net. Bulldogs can't play the carom. And it's a point for Weston. 7-4 here in the fourth. Jaden Boland back in the back row for the Bulldogs. And Weston will get the serve from Lexi Rockweiler. Here's the serve. Boland passes to the net. Here's Imhoff, and now Wanless has to struggle, gets it over. Weston passes to the back row. Rockweiler and company getting it over is Bauer. Here's the set from Maxwell for the Bulldogs. Hammers it over. Nice dig by Smith. Punches it right side. Hit number 3 goes into the net. And that'll make it an 8-4 lead for the Ithaca Bulldogs here, leading by 4 in the fourth. Brindley Wanless will serve. Brindley comes up. There's the serve down the middle of the board. Popped up now far side. Weston gets it over. That one lands just out of bounds, says the line judge. Out of bounds. They almost recovered. Lexi Rockweiler was almost running out the door and hit it over the shoulder, kind of in desperation. The Bulldogs go up 9-4. This one served long and out of bounds, and the point, Weston 9-5. Eagles will serve. Ithaca leading 2-1. We're in the fourth of this best of five tonight. Valerie Bauer will serve. Back down the middle of the board. That's Boland. Set on the right side, Maxwell takes it over. Fielded by Smith. Centered, and now Siebenhaller takes it over. Back line, that's Ithaca. The set, Kaylee Manning takes a shot. Ball is going to be fielded by Bauer. Back to the left side, and Newman takes it over. There's Wanless again. The set for Maxwell. She sets it over in the middle. Newman, Rockweiler recovers, and Smith gets it over. Boland back to the right. Punched over, and down it goes. Nice play by the setter, Aubrey Imhoff, for the Bulldogs, and that makes it 10-5. Several of these athletes out here tonight will be combined in the same team. Weston and Ithaca will combine for girls basketball this year. They did last year for JV, but it'll be everything this year. Here's the serve. Field on the left side by Weston. They keep it going and can't get it over on hit number three. 11-5. And hopefully, a lot of these ladies go out for the sport. Girls basketball at all schools has been down big time in numbers. Like to see that pick up a little bit. Here's the pass, left side. Weston can't get it over, and down it goes. The Bulldogs take a 12-5 lead. Back in the day, it was unheard of. You know, both of these teams had so many girls out for the sport. Of course, enrollments were maybe a little bit stronger. Here's the serve by Maxwell. Free ball by Weston. Hits the net, and down it goes, and that makes it a 13-5 Bulldog lead. There were some battles between these teams in girls basketball back in the day. J.C. Maxwell with a run-up. There's a line drive serve. Fielded near side by Rockweiler. Gets it right back on a pass by Bauer, and there is a double hit called on Weston, and the Bulldogs have jumped ahead 14-5 here in the fourth. Maxwell keeps on serving. J.C. runs up. There's the jump serve. Down it goes for an ace. Bulldogs lead by 10 at 15-5. J.C. had a run of serves earlier in this match. She had scored a total of 5 or 6 points in a row, and I think 2 of them were aces. So she will serve again down the middle of the board, fielded by Rockweiler. Gets it right back from Bauer, drives it over. There is Wanless. Now Imhoff in the middle. Manning drives it over, fielded by Bauer. Set. Newman takes it over. There's a double hit called on Weston. That'll make it 16-5. Bulldogs by 11. Timeout Weston. Ithaca leads 2-1 in the match and 16-5 in the fourth. This is Area Girls Volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Are you ready for a fresh new look or a little well-deserved pampering? Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations are here to make it happen. Whether you're after the latest hair trends or a relaxing nail service, their talented stylists deliver expert care and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. At Inspired Innovations, it's not just about beauty, it's about the experience. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Visit them in the log building at the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway Double J in Gotham.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
16-5 in favor of Ithaca in the fourth. J.C. Maxwell serves after the Weston timeout. Eagles field it, take it to the back row attack. Newman takes it over. Fielded now by Wanless. Here's the set. Brindley gets it right back. Takes a shot for the back row. Drives it. Weston got a hand on it. Hit number 2. Hit number 3. Not quite enough. Did a good job of concentrating and keeping that ball in play, but Ithaca gets the point, and it is 17-5. Seneca has swept North Crawford tonight, 3-0. Seneca remains on top in the Ridge and Valley Conference. There's the serve. That is going to be an ace, and that makes it 18-5. J.C. Maxwell with a great run. Now she's had 2 aces in the last 4 points. River Valley has swept Dodgeville. Richland Center 2-1 on Lancaster. That one not over. Royal has swept New Lisbon. Here's the serve. Fielded left side by Rockweiler. Gets it right back. Takes a shot. Back row Bolin. There's the set. Tor Olsen. Alyssa's shot. Blocked by Weston. Newman slaps it over. Bolin over the shoulder. Great play. Back it goes to Imhoff. Alyssa Olsen knocks it over the wall. Weston somehow recovered and got it over on a big play there by Siebenhaller. Nice play near side. Wanless got it over. Knuckled over by Bauer. Again, Ithaca tries in the middle. And here's Kaylee Manning taking the left side. Fielded by the Silver Eagles, taken to the left side. Knuckleball shot down for the Eagles. Lexi Rockweiler ending one of the best volleys of the night. 18-6 the score. And Weston will get it back. That ball rolled out in the hall. Sue Myers out there spinning on her finger. Bring it back in. All right, we're going on. Here's Weston with a serve, 18-6 Ithaca. That's a net serve, 19-6 Bulldogs. will be on hand for River Valley's homecoming match on Thursday night when they host Platteville. That should be a big one. I better get my nap. It could be a long one. Here's the serve. Ace serve by Jaden Bolin, and that makes it 20-6. Jaden Bolin with a very deceptive serve. The Bulldogs have five of those in this fourth set. Here's this one on the far side. Newman blocks it, puts it back to the right side, knocked over by Dickey. And now punched over by Rockweiler, back row Ithaca. They set it up left side for Olsen. Alyssa takes the angle. One hand saved by Siebenaller, but nobody there to get hit number two. And the Bulldogs lead 21-6. Jaden Boland will serve it up. Ithaca leading big here in the fourth. There's the serve. Back row fielded by Siebenaller. Pass to the right and knocked by Newman into the net. Trying to go down the right line, and it's going to be 22-6 in favor of Ithaca. In the fourth, Jaden Boland gets the whistle. Jaden with a walk-up. Here's the serve. Fielded by the Eagles. There's Bauer setting up for the middle. Driving it to the back row. That's McGlynn. Here's the set. Shot is going to be over by Wallace. Weston plays it back to the middle and driven over by Smith. Boland with a set. Here it is in the middle. Dickey pops it over. Fielded by Weston. Good dig by Bauer. On the back row, Rockweiler takes it over. Boland free balls it over. Weston slaps it in. On the play by Ava Smith. That was another good volley. 22-7. Smith with the kill. Ithaca leading big here in the fourth set against the Eagles. Shelby Newman with the serve. The senior pops it to the right side. Wanless, Imhoff, Olsen drives it over. Newman gets a hand on it back to Siebenaller, and now driving it long is Rockweiler, and out of bounds, and the Bulldogs lead 23-7. Serving will be Ithaca setter Aubrey Imhoff, the junior. Aubrey steps up, line drive, low, let serve, fielded by Weston. Newman brings it back to the middle and now punched over by Smith. Bolin, here's the set, shot by Wallace, it is out of bounds. Bulldogs missed on the kill attempt. That'll make it 23-8. Returning to the Weston lineup is Libby Brandt. Brandt will take her turn now, getting up for the serve, and here it is. Ball on the right side, fielded by Wanless. Set on the right side to Olsen, takes a shot, it's out of bounds. 23-9, Maggie Lanzinger. Certainly love working with Maggie. She does it as well as any coach in terms of getting stats and making sure the players have their kudos. Serve is up and into the net, and a net serve for Weston, and Ithaca has game point. That makes it 24-9, and Ithaca will serve. Aspen Young will do the honors. Game point, Ithaca, trying to win it in fourth. Here's the approach and the serve. Newman fields it. Smith passes to the middle. Rockweiler softly takes it over. Young in the back row. Back it goes on the set. Left side, Maxwell takes it over. Newman with the dig. Gets it right back. Drives it over for the back row. Young digs in the back row. There's a set. Dickey gets it over. Fielded by Newman. Free ball back to the Bulldogs. Dickey, here's the set. Shot by Ithaca. Wanless has it played now by Siebenaller. Back to the right side. Slammed in by Weston, but we're going to call it a lift, and this one belongs to the Bulldogs. 25-9, the final score. Ithaca gets the win in four sets tonight in a competitive match. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. We will have that for you next. You're listening to high school volleyball coverage from Ithaca on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's time for us to pick out the Duncan Rewards play of the game, turning point of the game, and we go to the fourth set tonight. And we go with a couple of aces from Aubrey Imhoff, which got the Bulldogs off to a quick 5-0 lead, helping them to get the lead, and a lead they would not relinquish in the fourth set, and they get the win. They served well, including a total of 5 aces, 2 from J.C. Maxwell and another from Jaden Bolin, but the 2 serves that got Ithaca off to a big lead early on are Duncan Rewards, turning point of the game. Join Duncan Rewards to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. We'll be back with more from Ithaca in a moment on WRCO and WRCO.com.
From America's favorite coffee to bold new beverages and irresistible snacks, Dunkin' is the brand loved nationwide and cherished right here at home. With Dunkin' Rewards, the free sips start now. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join today and enjoy a free medium drink with purchase during your first week as a member. Experience the name that's been number one in customer loyalty for over 15 years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Welcome back to Ithaca. The Bulldogs win in 4 sets tonight over the Weston Silver Eagles. In that fourth and deciding one tonight, 2 aces from Aubrey Imhoff, 2 aces from J.C. Maxwell, and 1 from Brooklyn Dickey. A kill from Valerie Bauer as well for Weston, a kill from Lexi Rockweiler and Ava Smith had a kill for Weston in the fifth and final. Going back and recapping tonight, it began with JV action. Weston won the first 2 tonight. JV sweeping 2-0. And then parents were introduced. It's parents' night, or was here at Ithaca. The Bulldogs proceeded to eke out a close one in the first, 25-21, behind 4 kills and an ace from Brindley Wanless. And for Weston, they were led by 2 aces from Kalise Siebenhaller with a couple of aces. A total of 5 aces in the contest for Weston in that opener. So they got some good serving. As mentioned, Kalise had a couple of aces. There was an ace as well from Shelby Newman, another from Ava Smith. And Weston kept it close, but the victory goes the way of the Bulldogs in the opener. Ithaca won the second 25-11 by a little bit more of a decisive factor. 4 kills from J.C. Maxwell and 4 aces. Kaylee Manning had 2 kills. Alyssa Olson with 2 kills. For the Eagles, a kill for Rockweiler, Siebenhaller, and an ace from, Libby Brandt had one, and Valerie Bauer as well. So Weston lost in that one, but came back and led from the get-go in the opener and all the way to a 25-22 win, led by Lexi Rockweiler's 4 kills. Shelby Newman had 3. The Bulldogs got 2 kills from J.C. Maxwell, 2 aces from Kennedy Salisbury. And in the fifth and decisive one, the Bulldogs led from the get-go and up 5-0, never trailed on the way to a 25-9 victory. With the victory, the Bulldogs now improved to 6-1. As we told you earlier, it looks like Seneca has defeated North Crawford. A key showdown tonight, and Seneca wins by sweep. So they are still on top of the conference all alone. Also on the Filney flip phone tonight, Highland has defeated Schulzburg 3-1. Sauk Prairie 3-0 over Portage. Royal 3-0 winners against New Lisbon. River Valley 3-0 over Dodgeville. The last word, Richland Center was leading Lancaster 2-1 in that match. Platteville a winner against Prairie du Chien 3-0. And earlier in soccer, River Valley 4 goals to none over Richland Center. Filney Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, keeping you connected here in the rural areas, even in the Ithaca District, which is not always been easy to do, but we're getting texts here tonight. Thank you so much. Y-Connect Wireless supplying our Filney Flip Phone. Well, best of luck to both teams as they move on and play with some matches coming up. I know Ithaca is in a quad at DeSoto next Tuesday during homecoming week, and the Eagles get set to play later this week. They've got another conference matchup coming up for Coach Maggie Lansinger and the team. Tonight's match has been engineered by Tim Feed. This is Phil Mee bidding you a pleasant good night. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back your way with volleyball from River Valley, their homecoming match against Platteville. An early start to that one. They're trying to start it around 6:15, an hour or so early on Thursday night, so they can get skits and everything going there as well. Weston has already had its homecoming. Ithaca will have its homecoming next week, so it is that time of year. The Bulldogs win 3-1 over Weston in high school volleyball from the Ridge and Valley. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to High School Volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Thanks for joining us for local sports coverage on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Since 1949, WRCO Radio has proudly covered local sports, made possible by the unwavering support of our communities. We salute the student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans who work together to make these moments happen. It takes a team to bring local sports to life, and we're honored to be part of yours. This has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. Good. It wasn't no thing. Never reached for you in another touch. Don't ever think about you within. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. And hard, heartbreak, so hard to breathe. So I just did the same old lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try to act like I don't give a damn, but I do. Bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, 'cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me. Lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hit myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing. To my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies, lies.
out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Carter taking speeding down to 65 and nowhere I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, hey, sliding over my way, I can't even. Till the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink.
get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. As messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you're falling to pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me and you. We used to make this town, burn it down, go round, go round, go round. Hey, what are you doing right now? I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A not-so-gentle presidential critique at the United Nations during a speech before the General Assembly. President Trump questioning the missioning of the organization and then suggesting other countries should mirror his immigration policies.
It's time to end the failed experiment of open borders. You have to end it now. Let's see, I can tell you, I'm really good at this stuff. Your countries are going to hell.
Trump posting on social media today after meeting with